Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and Bethany Chafin is here with The Office's Rainn Wilson in just a bit. But first, we duck behind the scenes with Mary Dalton.
In my professional life, I work with students, and my area is media studies. It seems like the most culturally relevant show right now may be HBO's series Girls that was created by Lena Dunham. It used to be that Sex and the City was the students' favorite. They seem to overlook all the consumerism and focus on the friendship without understanding that ultimately even those friendships seem secondary to finding a man. A lot of students loved it. My problem with this was that it appeared the sexual agency of the women and their individualism was some kind of a substitute for concern for the public good. I guess I'm just a kind of an old school feminist still working on health care, child care, elder care, pay equity, and a host of other problems that seem pretty remote, I guess, to my students. But at least Carrie, Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte did have each other most of the time. The girls in Girls, Lena Dunham's series, don't seem to have very much. And they don't even seem to have a fledgling self-awareness or even a consistent self-respect.
I got asked on a date.
Oh. What? Where?
At the pharmacy, by the pharmacist, Eric.
Oh, he's cute.
He's really cute, and he's going to take me to the benefit for Carrie Lawrence's family.
Oh, that was an unfortunate thing.
But we had a plan.
Yeah, we did.
I don't really think that you guys are understanding the severity of this situation. I have been dating someone who treats my heart like it's monkey meat. I feel like a delusional, invisible person half the time. So I need to learn what it's like to be treated well before it's too late for me.
Go. Go. What? Just go with Eric.
Almost everyone on the series treats everyone else like monkey meat. And another problem I have is that the half-hour episodes can sometimes feel like an hour or more, though I do think the episode pacing is getting a little better this season. But I'm still watching Girls, and I'm watching because of the cultural conversation. It's unfolding, and the series offers me a bit of a bridge into my students' lives. Though it's women who watch in larger numbers than the men students, some of the males watch too, and I'm equally curious to hear what they think about all the dysfunction unfurling on the small screen. In a recent class discussion, I listened to students tell me that this show is, quote, realistic, unquote. You know, all of these young people out of school, either underemployed or unemployed, and they're trying to find themselves. I think that's sad, not because of the fact that the characters are trying to find themselves, but they're so unhappy and they're so unkind, and they often engage in behaviors that I can't help but see as degrading. I wonder if young viewers really think this is all there is out there for them, but I don't actually think that's it. I think it's kind of like when you watch reality shows like The Jersey Shore and you see these people who are having these horrible lives and suddenly you feel better about your own. And that's my kind of hopeful interpretation of what the students are seeing. I told them that I want so much more for them than I see for these characters, that I want them to hold themselves to higher standards and to form supportive friendships and to find interests outside of the narrowest confines of whatever their immediate desires happen to be. And I don't know if they received this wish very well or not. Maybe they think I'm too old to understand, or maybe they think I'm too old-fashioned. What I do know is it's never just a TV show or just a movie, because we do, in big ways and little ways, become what we consume if there's not a critical framework that we apply to the interpretation.
You are from New York, therefore you are just naturally interesting. Okay? It is not up to you to fill all of the pauses. You are not in danger of mortifying yourself. The worst stuff that you say sounds better than the best stuff that some other people say.
Wake Forest University Professor of Communication, Film Studies, and Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies, Mary Dalton. You'll find her blog on our website, WFDD.org. That's a little old segment we like to call Behind the Scenes, and this is Triad Arts Weekend. Next, we go deep with Associate Producer Bethany Chafin and her interview with actor Rainn Wilson.
When you mention Rainn Wilson, most people probably think of The Office. For 9 seasons, Wilson played the quirky and eccentric but lovable Dwight Schrute on NBC's hit show. What you might not know is that in 2008, Wilson, along with friends Devin Gundry and Joshua Homnick, created a website and media company called Soul Pancake. The site engages users on issues of art, philosophy, and spirituality, among many others. Their tagline is "Chew on Life's Big Questions." At soulpancake.com, you'll find a motivational 9-year-old kid president and a web series called The Science of Happiness that explores concepts like gratitude and love. You can also discover what happens when strangers get into a makeshift ball pit on the side of the street and discover what they have in common. The website includes interactive challenges and thought-provoking conversations on what it means to be human. Wilson is enthusiastic about sharing the mission and story behind Soul Pancake, and he recently made an appearance at Wake Forest University to discuss the movement. I spoke with him by phone after the event. Let me take you back a little bit. Because of the event, I know a bit more about you and your journey and how that inspired Soul Pancake. I'd like to ask about your co-collaborators, Devin Gundry and Joshua Homnick. Could you tell me a little bit about them?
Yeah, so Devin Gundry and Joshua Homnick are the co-creators of Soul Pancake, and they were my good friends that I was in close collaboration with and communication with about what kind of website it should be or what kind of thing that we should start. You know, we saw this opportunity arise after I got well-known for doing The Office to do something really cool and fun and irreverent and uplifting on the web, and Soul Pancake is what we came up with.
So, as you said, Soul Pancake sort of developed as you were still playing Dwight on The Office. And The Office is a very ensemble-oriented project. Did that kind of environment influence you at all in you know, collaborating with another group?
Well, I think that I've always been a collaborator. I really like working with people. This is what the theater is all about. It's about telling stories with people, with other people, with friends. And that's why I've always been drawn to that and not so much to music or painting or kind of the solo kind of arts where that you do on your own. So making a TV show is very collaborative, and, you know, making a web project or starting what's essentially turned into a media company is also very collaborative. And I love that. I love finding the very best in people and bringing it out and pushing myself and working together.
So collaboration is something that speaks to you. When else do you find that you feel most creative?
I feel creative all the time, honestly. I like to write, and when I'm not acting, I'm usually writing on something. I'm working on a book right now that's going to be coming out probably in October from Dutton, and it's kind of a comedic life memoir, similar in some regards to the talk that I did over there at Wake Forest. So I like being creative.
Soul Pancake seems to speak very well to a college-age demographic.
Soul Pancake was created for young people. That was, we wanted to explore life's big questions, what it is to be a human being, the issues that we all deal with, issues of being an artist, being creative, expressing yourself, exploring who you are through spirituality and philosophy, and bringing these big questions back into the conversation, kind of making them cool again, and delamifying spirituality. You know, spirituality often just feels so lame, whether it's New Age or whether it's kind of fundamentalist religions. Conversations about spirituality can just feel kind of like they're meant for old people. And we just wanted to make these conversations relevant again because they really have to do with, you know, who we are as people in our life's journey. And college-age kids, that's the age at which they're dealing with these questions the most. Who am I? What is my purpose? Is there true love? Is there free will? What should I do with my life? College-age kids are pulled in so many different directions by their parents in one way, by society in another. And it's really a time to find themselves and their own voice. And that's what Soul Pancake's really about.
Something that obviously worked well with your crowd last week and well with your fans, you know, across the mediums you work in, is humor. And, you know, to me it seems that humor is something that sort of breaks this wall or a barrier that then allows people to connect maybe on a deeper level. What are your thoughts on how humor is a part of creativity and connecting and what Soul Pancake is all about?
Well, humor brings people together, and it opens minds and it opens hearts. And if these conversations are too self-serious, then no one's going to pay attention, especially with a young audience. It's part of who I am. I think it's part of who everybody is. I think everyone is essentially an artist in some way, shape, or form. And I think everyone is a comedian in some way, shape, or form. We all have a sense of humor, and we love to use it, and it's part of what makes us humans. So for Soul Pancake to uplift people, challenge people, ignite conversation, humor has got to be the central catalyst towards that end.
So Soul Pancake's been growing and evolving for the past a bit over 5 years, I guess. Oh, what are your dreams, maybe, or where do you see Soul Pancake in another 5?
Well, right now we have a website and an app. We have a book and a YouTube channel. And I think we just want to get more established as a media company. We're going to be doing a Kid President television show. We're going to be doing a Kid President book. And we'd like to be producing some more television. We like doing more ad campaigns as well and working with companies, using our kind of vision and message in the branded advertising space. We'd love to have live events, kind of like TED Talks. That's something we've been talking about for years. And all kinds of things that we'd like to do. We'd like to have a stronger presence on the web, you know, take what we've learned over this last year and a half, where we went from zero to over 1 million YouTube subscribers, and put that to work in all kinds of different areas of media.
I think we all need a pep talk.
The world needs you to stop being boring. Yeah, you.
Boring is easy. Everybody can be boring.
But you're gooder than that.
Life is not a game, people. Life isn't a cereal either.
Well, it is a cereal.
And if life is a game, aren't we all on the same team?
I mean, really, right?
I'm on your team.
Be on my team.
This is life, people. You got air coming through your nose. You got heartbeat. That means it's time to do something.
A poem. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the road less traveled.
It hurt, man!
Really bad.
Rocks, thorns, and glass.
My pants broke.
Wah!
Not cool, Robert Frost. But what if there really were two paths? I want to be in the one that leads to awesome. It's like that dude Journey said, don't stop believing, unless you dream stupid. Then you should get a better dream. I think that's how it goes.
Get a better dream and keep going.
Keep going, keep going, and keep going.
Will Michael Jordan have quit?
Well, he did quit.
No, he retired.
Yeah, that's right. He retired.
But before that, in high school, what if he quit when he didn't make the team?
He would have never made Space Jam.
And I love Space Jam.
Can I ask you again, what might happen since you've reached your goal of 1 million subscribers?
We've reached our goal of 1 million, so obviously we need to do some toilet papering right about now. That was my vow. My pledge was to toilet paper a celebrity's house, and we're going to do it Soul Pancake style. We're going to mix it up somewhat. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do or how, but someone is going to find their house engulfed in toilet paper, and maybe something else even worse. So get ready to watch that video. It's coming up in the next couple of months.
You mentioned continuing to build a stronger web presence, and something that is in the communal dialogue right about now is that the internet and technology and the pace with which we interact with both are sort of taking us away from asking deeper questions. You know, people are kind of maybe answering things, but at a more surface level or wanting immediacy. Soul Pancake seems to be doing the opposite and allowing people to engage further. Could you comment on that a little bit?
Technology is a tool, and social media is just a tool. So it can be used for good, you know, like the Kony video, for instance, or it can be used, I won't say for evil, but it can be used just as a mere distraction. And mostly that's what social media is being used for right now. It's just like, oh, check my Twitter, check my Facebook, check my Instagram, like a few things. It's kind of just like monkeys in a cage, kind of pressing where the lights are shining, pressing the buttons, you know, and just wanting distraction. And it's kind of an ADD concept. We've always wanted to dig a little deeper. One of the shows that we do on Soul Pancake is called My Last Days, and it's about people with terminal illnesses. And it's learning how to live from people who are facing death. And, you know, the most successful video that we put online was 25 minutes long, which goes against every decree about web videos. It's like, oh, they've got to be short. It's got to be 3 or 4 minutes tops. You can't go longer. You know, we've got, I don't know how many millions of hits we've gotten on that video that's almost half an hour. So we encourage people to dig deeper and still have fun doing it.
I think that also shows just respect for your audience that, you know, we're sort of trivializing the idea of attention span and that people are craving more. You mentioned that everyone is an artist, and I wonder if you could share a little bit about some of the artists, other artists out there who are currently inspiring you either by reading what they've written, like what's on your bookcase, or maybe what you're listening to.
There's too many artists that are influencing me all the time to list here. I'll say that I'm listening a lot to this kind of country rocker guy named Jason Isbell, I-S-B-E-L-L, I think his name is spelled. And he's pretty fantastic. And I'm reading the great Native American book called Black Elk Speaks right now, which is an amazing examination into a whole other way of thinking about the universe, taught by a great Native American shaman and political leader. I do believe that everyone is an artist. I think that everyone has something to say and something to express. And they can express it through their work. They can express it through a specific art. We have a need as human beings to kind of transcend the mere materialness of life around us. I do believe that we are more than just a random assemblage of molecules that formed consciousness. And that expression is divine. And I really believe that the making of art is the same as saying a prayer. The ultimate testament to the divine, to our creator, to create something beautiful. Even if you're just strumming your guitar by yourself and in the basement at night or drawing, or even if you're through your work, even if you're an accountant or something like that, like doing great service through your work that involves artistry. We're all artists in some way, shape, or form.
Rainn Wilson is the founder of the website and media company Soul Pancake. The movement offers videos, conversations, and activities around issues of philosophy, art, spirituality, science, and more. The project has expanded to include a book and a YouTube channel. For more information on the Soul Pancake movement, links to web series like The Science of Happiness, and to see videos of Kid President and that ball pit experiment I mentioned, visit our website at WFDD.org. Once you're there, click on Triad Arts Weekend. Also, we want to know how you chew on life's big questions. Visit us on Facebook and search for WFDD. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.
This is Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and after this short break, it's time for a couple of birthday celebrations. The first is for an 1800 organ that was left for dead and meticulously restored just 10 years ago, and the second B-Day bash is for C.P.E. Bach. Acclaimed keyboard artist Peter Sykes helps us appreciate C.P.E.'s sensitive side next when Triad Arts Weekend continues.